Okay. I'm looking at this Legends versus Hollywood Celebrities All-Star game. And I don't know who are the legends and who are the all-stars. I guess the teams have a mix of legends and all-stars. That's it. Because it's a 21-20 American League lead in the sixth inning. I mean, I don't know. The black is, okay, that's the American League, and then the red red is the National League. Snoop Dogg is pitching for the National League, as you can see. Sorry about the mic boom, but can't be helped. Can't be helped. No, can't be helped. Can't be helped. But this fucking game is, it's insane. It's pretty interesting. I mean, every time a legend gets to the plate, he just jacks it. I mean, just fucking crank. That's McLemore. Ivan, or what's his name? Vlad Guerrero there. And but anyway, I don't know who that is. Maybe I should, but I don't. I don't know who the blonde is. I don't know who any of these motherfuckers are. Now that is a somebody. Now, so these are not. Yeah, let me just. Is he a real ball player? Or what is he? I don't know. Half of. Oh, it's Freddie Lynn. That's Fred Lynn, former Angel player, former Oriole and Angel. I guess that's also a former legend or a former major leaguer. I don't know who that is. Bernie Williams. Okay. Four-time World Series. Jesus, Bernie Williams. Remember these guys? And that's McLemore catching. And the is that McLemore catching? No, Casey. I don't know who the fuck Casey is. I guess that's a major leaguer, too. Oh, they got Snoop Dogg. I bet you Snoop Dogg's pitching because he insisted on pitching. I bet you anything that's what happened. You gotta remember to get the mic level up there. Okay. So welcome to our pre-show here for Tuesday. And maybe what I can do is just a little less talking. Oh, we are going to have Margaret singing a couple of songs for our BSP-a-thon. That's what we're going to have today, a BSP-a-thon. Let's get some more BSP people signed up here today. And I'm trying to think of what I can do as an incentive for you to be a backstage pass holder. I think what I would like to do... Half of the time we're gone, I will. Well, no, I can't exactly say I'll, go to dinner with you, because what if you're in fucking Canada or some shit, or Mexico, or, you know, London? Tom, get your plane right on time. I know your part'll go fine. Fly. 23-20, the American League defeats the National League in the and there's Snoop Dogg complaining that, you know, something, you know, he slipped, he fell, he thinks he tagged him. No, he didn't. I think he touched him on the butt. I think he got him on the ass right there. Here it is. Watch. Did he? I don't see him. Ass. Where's the ump? Okay, so. Half of the time? I don't know. I'm going to have to think of that. I don't know. What's a feasible sort of a freebie that we could give you guys for signing up for BSP directly from me? A phone call? What about a Skype chat? How about... dinner's good, but the problem is, you know, I can't... Well, I could, I mean, but it's not exactly going to be a you know, I think it would be, no matter where, draw for a chance to have dinner, no matter where you live, Phil Henry will come to you and have dinner with you. What about that? Huh? Let me talk it over with my people, because I do feel a lot of them are probably going to, you know, say no, it's not economically, it's not a, you know, it's not a equal trade-off. I don't know. I like it. No matter where you are, I will come to you and have dinner with you, so you can get in the running, pick my brain about anything. You can, oh, this fucking game's still going. Raleigh Fingers just lined a shot into left field. Oh, God. All right. Raleigh Fingers lines a shot into left field. So there's Raleigh. Look at Raleigh Fingers. I remember when he was a relief pitcher for the Oakland A's. He was a, who's that babe, man? Jesus. Here comes Snook. Snook doggy dog. That's Justin Moore. New Artist of the Year. Is he a country ACM, American Country Music Awards? Oh, line shot right down to third base. And that'll do it. Well, Snoop Dogg does it. Who's this dude, man? There's U.S. Marine Corps 1st Division, Tim Horton. Oh, look at this poor young man. He's got a prosthetic limb. 25-20. Are you loving this shit? 25-20. Look at this kid. He's a U.S. Marine Corps veteran. I believe that's a prosthetic limb that he has. Oh, nice catch out there for O'Neill. Paul O'Neill, former Yank. God damn, these guys. I can't. They come and they go, man. They come and they go. Paul O'Neill. That was a good ball player there, too. Who's this dude? Well, that kid tagged that motherfucker, though, didn't he? Is this, what's his fuss? McLemore? Goodbye. Goodbye! That's that dude, McLemore. No, it ain't. Dalton. Obviously a former ball player. Damn. All right. Enough of that shit, because I ain't got the time. I have neither the time nor the inclination. Manfred, have you considered the possibility that you and I sit here chatting so enjoyably?
Tom, get your plane right on time.
Olivia Holt, star of the Disney Channel's I Didn't Do It. Goodbye. She not. What if she just drove it deep out of the fucking park? She's safe. Ooh, the kid's safe. What if this little kid gets up there from the Disney Channel? Olivia Holt just boom, just fucking smokes it into the upper deck. I would love that. Here's Olivia Holt just,
I don't know, it's my thing.
Bam! Look at this. Here's Ozzie Smith. Good old Oz, man. Ozzie Smith used to come out and do a somersault on his way to shortstop for the Cardinals. And later, before that, for the San Diego Padres. San Diego Padres traded Ozzie Smith to St. Louis for Terry Templeton. I think that was his name. Terry Templeton was a good ball player. He's kind of moody, but a good ball player and hit for power. You know, he was. I think he was a shortstop. I think he was an infielder, but he actually was a good, pretty decent power hitter, if I'm remembering properly. Maybe not. But anyway, but Ozzie Smith was Hall of Fame, and the fucking Padres got rid of him. Look at this, man. Here's all the old-timers here. There's Saying Hello, Bernie Williams, Paul O'Neill, Vlad Guerrero, and, of course, Snoop Dogg, who, well, and who's this guy? And who's she? And who and why? Boone. That was Brett Boone, right? Am I right? And there's Susie Q, Biff Longwell, Tad Tadley. Oh, he knocked that fucker out of the park. Cliff Sweeney, MVP of the Legends game. Where is this anyway, man? Where is this game? Great American Ballpark is Cincinnati, right? Is that Cincy? Okay. Anyway, welcome here. It's just been I've been dangling it, basically, in the words of one of my characters. I'm thinking about having, today we're going to have a BP-a-thon, okay? And then what we're going to do is, just, So what we'll do is I'm going to have the show open. Bob Bacon. Harvey Wireman. Open with Margaret. What the fuck is this, man? Okay. What the fuck is this? Look at this. Oh, it's a bunch of little leaguers that get to catch the goddamn ball. Is this Home Run Derby? Cecil Fielder is just cranking them. And they let kids out into the field so they can catch him, I think. Look at this guy, man. Cecil. Where do I get Prince Fielder? Most career home runs, 81. Home Run Derby. Oh, okay. This is Home Run Derby. That's cute. They have all the kids out there wondering if they want to catch them. That is awesome. That's awesome. What a blast for those kids. Jesus. Gone. 4:55. Downtown goes Frasier. All right. And then General Shaw. Love her madly. God damn it. Oh, by the way, folks, my apologies. The show drops. The Science of the Funny drops on the 16th. I just got updated. I don't know whose fuck up that was. I'll put it on myself. I thought it was somebody said the 13th. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, it was probably my fault. God damn it. So, my apologies to everybody. I'll tweet Dave Koechner and those guys and Guy and, you know, Kurt and Brody and let them know that I fucked up. In fact, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. All right. Yeah, okay. Like she did 3,000 times before. Don't you love that face? Let me tell you what. All your love. Let's see what we're doing here, man.
You don't have to be lonely.
I think we get Bobby on tonight. Bobby Dooley on tonight. Hell are the goddamn it. No, motherfucker. Wrong, dude. I just turned my TV on long enough to see some guy, a prize fight, look like a middleweight fight, just, and then the guy just go fucking down. Todd Frazier won the home one derby. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I lived in once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, do do it and do it and do do it and do do do. Oh my God. That's it. Turn some fucking goddamn air conditioner on, man. Shit. Hey, who won the fucking Canada USA rugby match, the women's rugby? I have no goddamn clue, because ESPN didn't have it. They didn't even advertise having it, you know. I don't know where the fuck I was supposed to go for it, you know. That was like all the talk among a lot of people I know, because, well, I sort of talk with rugby folks from now and then, you know. Do 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 do.
Oh, fuck.
There we go. That's it. So how's it looking, Jeff?
Mr. Henry, it looks pretty good right now. We're having a pretty good time of it, and I think, you know, I think it's going to be really cool, a lot of the things that we'll be able to do here, you know, but I'm not... Hey, why isn't that not doing it? Yeah, so I think you're going to really dig what's happening here. Mr. Henry, I think you're really going to dig it. There's a lot going on, and there's still yet more to be going on. So... This is Jeff Dowder reporting This is Jeff Dowder reporting here, Mr. Henry, from the area. What do you mean?
What do you mean from the area?
Just what I said, man. From the area, man.
Oh, okay, man. I forgot, man.
Test. I got to take a piss, too, so I will be right back, sports fans, just after I do whatever I got to do here. There it is. Okay.
Fucks me all night. And she counts my money while I'm on my PlayStation. Every moment's always filled with sensation. Always fucking placing America's my nation.
Run, you're the fucking way.
I'm about this fucking life. I hustle harder than I play.
Put your lips on my teeth so you can taste success.
Fucking world, we're burning down.
Yeah, they say the way I act is immature. Well, don't be mad at me because you're feeling insecure. The only golf I ever tried to play was miniature. And when you ask me, sign your boobs, a smiley face, my signature. But my parents raised me right, they were sticklers. And we don't even fight, we're like oil and some vinegar. Getting a job is like a pregnant woman giving birth. You're trying to push me in the wrong direction and it fucking hurts. So most of our friends already moved out of their mama's cribs. I'm still throwing parties at my house like Stifler. So if you go around and try to tell me how to live, I'ma take your girl a Mortal Kombat finisher. But when it's done and the party shuts down and the cops trying to lay my ass on the ground, one day we might tell our kids, but until that day, let's
live like this.
My friends grew up, they never get drunk, they never wanna hang out late.
Shut up. Now we're ready to fly in this bitch. Sorry. It's kind of been one of those shows. You know, I'm sure you understand, you know. I don't have any doubts in my mind. You understand what's going on here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Phil Hendry Show here. Margaret?
Yes, we're here. And today we're going to have the Phil Hendry Show BSP-a-thon today.
So this ought to be good. This ought to be real interesting. Okay, that's there. This is here. We have that. All right, ready? Ready to rock and roll? I know, I am. Hold on. Fuck off. Fuck you. Testing. There we go. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and on our show today, I will be playing the parts of the different characters that you hear. With the exception of some minor editing at the end of the show, which we do to help with our production, we don't use any overdubbing or multi-tracking or anything. Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and on our show today, I play the parts of all of the characters that you're going to hear, with the exception of about... Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and on our show today, I will be playing the parts of all of the characters that you hear, with the exception of some minor editing that we do to help with our overdubbing.